Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market will at least get off to a positive start. Whether or not it maintains that is another question. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a gain of 50 points, or around 0.8%. And the challenge in recent days for local investors has been to determine what impact that hard border with Victoria is going to mean as far as the broader economic picture is concerned as we moved into the back end of the year, whether or not the Victorians are going to be able to get on top of the most recent outbreak in a timely manner so that they can resume the economic momentum that seems to be picking up in other pockets of the country. So today we have been beneficiaries of a solid session as far as US markets are concerned. The S&P 500 wasn't all that convincing, it must be said, over the course of the session, but it firmed up towards the end, the broader market finishing up by 0.75%. But what did stand out was the continued outperformance in relation to technology stocks. This is not a new theme. And it really does speak to some of the risks, or a range of risks that continue to be front of mind for investors, but also the concentration risk in terms of the big marquee names, particularly in the technology space, are the ones that continue to drive the outperformance of the NASDAQ in particular. So Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Facebook, Microsoft, all of those stocks were either at or in the range of record highs overnight. So this is an issue that we continue to talk about, the continued move higher for stocks, even though the infection rates that we're seeing in a range of jurisdictions, but particularly in the US at the moment, continue to move higher. But nonetheless, we have another factor that's front of mind in terms of the Americans, and that is the commitment that the Trump administration has to opening up the economy sooner rather than later. And the latest commentary on this front from the Trump administration has been that they are threatening to withdraw funding for schools if face-to-face teaching doesn't resume in the fall. So that's when the schools come back from their summer break. So that's a similar conversation to what we're seeing in different parts of the world. As far as the European markets were concerned, they were generally weaker. We saw the German market down by about 1%, even though the European Commission has approved a 500 million euro fund that will be aimed at supporting the German economy. So again, another example of support that's coming in the form of government initiatives, and that was seen in the UK budget as well last night, a range of spending measures aimed at stimulating the economy on a number of fronts. But also there were incentives for employers to bring back furloughed workers ahead of time, and those employers, if they were successful in doing that, would be able to get a bonus from the government. So the governments are making quite an effort to get the economy opened back up again, and that wasn't necessarily reflected in the fortunes of European stocks. So we had most of those indices lower over the course of the last day. So today on the local front, it is being reported that Gladys Berejiklian, the Premier of New South Wales, is considering new initiatives on the social distancing front as a result of what we've seen in Victoria over the course of the last day. So that could potentially be a stumbling block as far as investors are concerned. We saw a nice move higher in iron ore prices in the last day, so keep an eye on that space, up by more than 3%, closer to $107 per tonne at the moment. And gold prices being at their highest levels since 2011 thereabouts at the moment. So gold miners are certainly in focus at present for a range of factors, not only as a safe haven, but also as some insurance against the extraordinary money printing, if you like, an industrial revolution term, but the money creation programs that we're seeing from central banks around the world. But the Aussie dollar also getting a bit of a bump higher in the last day, trading just short of 70 US cents at the moment.